Tantor Audio presents Landslide, LBJ and Ronald Reagan at the Dawn of a New America by Jonathan Darman. Narrated by Corey M. Snow. Prologue. Men on Horseback. There is but one way to get the cattle out of the swamp, and that is for the man on the horse to take the lead. Lyndon Johnson. When he woke to great glory, he wanted even more. Mid-morning on Wednesday, November 4, 1964, Lyndon Baines Johnson arose from his bed in the familiar surroundings of the LBJ Ranch. He had been president for 11 months. In that time, he had made frequent trips from Washington back to his home in the Texas Hill Country. The ranch offered familiar comforts he could not find in the White House. The live oaks that lined the verdant banks of the Pedernales River, the sprawling hill country vistas, and his herd of prized cattle that, as his Texas forebears had done, he would corral from on top of a horse. And this particular trip brought the greatest pleasure of all, a chance to vote for himself as President of the United States. It was a pleasure he had not known before. He had assumed the presidency on November 22, 1963, in an awful, frenzied moment, his Secret Service agent's knee in his back, his face pressed to the floor of a limousine speeding through the Dallas streets. It was surely the most ignominious ascent in the history of the office. After Kennedy's death, Johnson would later recall, the American people were like a bunch of cattle caught in the swamp. He came from a line of ranchers.